Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coakley, normally heard at this time, will return. But on this Monday, September 26th, I have the date right. Let me check my phone. I should know this. Yes, on this Monday, September 26th, you have High Point native, proud NC State grad, and former Channel 4 Greenville sports anchor J.D. Hayworth, only in America. Could a guy like me end up way out west and serving in Congress for 12 years? That's why I'm called the recovering congressman. So honored to be back behind this microphone with a seasonally appropriate homecoming. Now that it's fall and football season, you know, I just happened to see this. I believe it was on Twitter. One of my overly enthusiastic NC State brethren tweeted out, North Carolina lost, Duke lost, Wake Forest lost, App State lost, East Carolina lost, the 49ers of UNC Charlotte lost, NC State won. Now, I realize if you're listening in the upstate of South Carolina, well, heck, as things have developed in about the last four decades, I know that there are many Clemson partisans within earshot, and I also know more than a couple of my Chapel Hill pals may be listening in. Whatever your predilections toward collegiate pigskin, so honored to have you on this Carolina's Combo Cast, as yours truly is back behind the mic for Vince. And yes, I have been missing you. I mean, look, I know that I'm only tolerable in small doses, but it's tough to be out of your listening life for about a month. And if you're scoring at home, that's what it was. It was late August when you and I got together last, and well, basically, we're in the same situation we have been in. In other words, there is a toll-free line, whether you're listening in what was called back in the golden age of polyester, Metrolina, Charlotte and vicinity, or whether you're in the upstate of South Carolina or listening on streaming audio anywhere, it's 1-800-928-1110. 1-800-928-1110 is the number to call. And, you know, this was big on the news calendar on Friday. The fact that the 45th president of the United States was winging his way into Wilmington. Say, how's that for a turn of phrase? Donald Trump in Wilmington on Friday for a big throwdown, psyching up all the folks who, well, now the message has changed. If it used to be make America great again, now it's a two-word message, save America. And from my perspective, if, well, Yeah, your last trip to the gas pump or the grocery store can, regardless of whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Vegetarian, you're going, yeah, yeah, save America. That's about right. Save me some dang money. This inflation thing is so bad. It's as bad as it was when I was an undergraduate at NC State. And mercy, that was a long, long time ago. In fact, sitting here behind the mic, let me paint the word picture for you and pull up the curtain so that we tell you about the radio magic. On rare occasions, I'm actually back in the Carolinas doing my show live and in person, but through the miracle of technology, here I sit way out west in Scottsdale, Arizona, swimming pools, movie stars, and it's cooled off to under 100 degrees for the daily high. But remember, it's a dry heat. The one thing that one of my Democrat colleagues, old Bobby Etheridge, from down in Lillington, North Carolina, would say, Bobby had that down east accent. He said, JD, how'd you ever get used to that desert out there? I said, well, Bobby, it's a dry heat. Bobby had the greatest rejoinder. He said, yeah, well, I guess my oven gives off dry heat. I don't stick my head into it, much less any other body part. So chalk one up for, look, a display of bipartisanship at the outset of today's broadcast. Old Bobby from down there in Lillington. So anyway, here I sit. It's not an undisclosed location. I'll just keep away the specifics. The address is pretty hip. At the corner of Scottsdale Road and Camelback in Scottsdale, Arizona, doing the show back home. And it just is so much fun to have the chance to spend some time with you. But as I was preparing to head out the door this morning from the Hayworth Hacienda, I looked in the mirror and I said, mercy, I've become that guy. Because I am festooned in one of my official Wolfpack polo shirts. And atop my head, because I didn't have the chance, and this is radio instead of TV, so the young anchor clip is not where it should be. So I have on one of the great classic NC State caps. The kind of cream color, and just a subtle little check behind it, and the big red S with the NC inset. It looks pretty hip. But I'm looking as the years have passed, and it's thankfully a leaner version of me. There's now almost chin-neck separation. But as I am behind the mic right now wearing reading glasses, the only thing that separates me from looking like a guy who was on the coaching staff of Earl Edwards back in the 60s, if not the head coach himself, is I'm wearing solid black horn rims instead of, Coach Edwards used to wear the it was a black around the edges and then the clear bottoms. And Miss Mary bought me some of those those glasses. I kept them off. I said, I'm not going to go the full Earl Edwards. Remember back in the day, Coach Edwards was at State? No, Coach Frank Hyde down at Clemson. And they would keep their gigs some years. They'd be way up in the national rankings, and other years, well, things didn't go too well. Man, have times changed. The Wolfpack and Clemson squaring off on ABC, 7:30 Eastern time on Saturday night from Death Valley. And yeah, I'll talk about that before we part company. But when we come back, when Donald Trump was in Wilmington, that's straight ahead, plus your calls. It's JD for Vince. We're just getting started. Come on back here now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The site of a venerable Charlotte restaurant goes on the market, and a developer doesn't exactly pay chicken feed for it. That's coming up later this morning. But as promised, Friday, Donald Trump brought his Save America tour to Wilmington. They're on behalf of Republican Senate nominee Ted Budd and other great candidates like, a former Wolfpack footballer, Bo Hines, who's running for Congress, and the 45th president turned prognosticator. Take a listen to cut one.
7 weeks from now, the people of North Carolina are going to vote to fire the radical left Democrats. You're going to send the great Ted Budd to the U.S. Senate. You're going to elect an incredible slate of true American first Republicans up and down the ballot. And together we are going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all.
Now, you might just say that's political boilerplate. Well, of course Donald Trump is going to say that about Nancy. But in just mere moments, or again, later in the program, those of us in the broadcast biz call it a tease, promoting what's coming up. A little later, you will hear how Nancy Pelosi is in distress, not just cognitively, as she continues to channel the vocal patterns of the legendary character actress Marion Lorne, portraying confused but lovable Aunt Clara in the great sitcom Bewitched. Just remember, for Marion Lorne, it was an act. For Nancy Pelosi, it's real life. Evidence of that, plus how bad was it for Nancy? A very hostile reception over the weekend in New York City. New York City! You heard me right. But before we get to all of that, let's continue with the theme of the Trump rally in Wilmington. Now, our friends who have their telecasts supported by viewers or non-viewers like you and me, because a chunk of our tax money goes to it, the Public Broadcast Service, PBS. PBS NewsHour had Lisa Desjardins down there covering the big Wilmington woo-ha, hoo-ha rally. And she was talking to rally attendees, including a newcomer to North Carolina by the name of Brent Christensen, who explained the motivation that Donald Trump has brought to so many Americans, regardless of their political philosophy. Take a listen to Cut 2. I promise you, it's there. Might we have it? One moment, please. It's Cut 2, the PBS pre-rally interview with North Carolina newcomer Brent Christensen.
I think what he has helped people like me do is get up off the chair and get involved and volunteer. And that's what I've done for the first time ever in my life. I'm 63.
For these midterm elections?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. I'm brand new to North Carolina, and I basically called up my local elections and said, hey, I want to be a poll watcher. And they said, okay, and they're making me a judge.
Yeah, so the guy's new to town or new to the state. And Donald Trump, now the guy's in his early 60s, I don't want to pigeonhole him. Maybe he made some dough and he decided, as so many people do, to retire back to the Carolinas. And so he's a new North Carolinian. And Donald Trump gets the guy motivated, and he's going to get involved, and he's getting involved in a very important area. And I don't care if you live in Alabama or Arizona or Alaska, where they really screwed up voting. Maybe we can talk about that later on. They've gotten away from the notion of one person, one vote. But to make our system work, to appeal to civic virtue, you need poll watchers from all the parties, especially from the two major parties. But what was interesting was that Lisa Desjardins, in her coverage from Wilmington, after playing that sound clip about from Brent Christensen, she impugns the process. Listen closely to Cut 3.
Here in North Carolina, Republicans and Democrats appoint judges on a local level. But this is something that Trump forces in particular want their people to do. So while that man I spoke to is doing it out of what he said was a personal sense of public service, it is part of a political strategy from former President Trump and his allies.
Now, isn't that something? Lisa Desjardins, did you hear the inflection in her voice? Although that man said he was doing it out of personal political virtue or whatever her term was. This is a political strategy. Lisa, hello, Lisa, maybe the taxpayer money can help you understand something. First of all, you were in Wilmington Friday covering a political rally. President Trump was visiting to make a political speech as part of a political campaign. Lisa, you and I and other Americans express our political will through voting. So, why, Lisa, why imply that it's somehow less than virtuous when Trump supporters want to be poll watchers, and somehow there's something nefarious with Donald Trump and his advisors wanting conservatives involved as poll watchers? You see, left unsaid is the implication that, well, because Trump and his team want people watching the polls, well, there must be some evil afoot. Hey, you know, I think I finally figured it out. You know why the left is so aligned with Hollywood these days? It's this psychological condition known as projection. And just like back at the day at school, and you may remember these guys, they might have moved to town, they weren't athletes, they're nice guys. And to welcome them in, they'd say to him, well, little Purvis, you can come in here and you can run the film strip projector. We're going to give you something to make you special here. And that was a nice thing for teachers to do back before they were trying to confuse kids about their gender, to bring somebody in and teach them how to run stuff. Well, the left, since so many of their folks ended up in audiovisual stuff, running those 16 millimeter projectors, checking the mics, running the film strips, they're into this psychological thing of projection. And look, we know in the movies, one of the important jobs is that projection thing. I got more thoughts on that coming up. It's JD for Vince.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In North Carolina, Republicans and Democrats appoint judges on a local level. But this is something that Trump forces in particular want their people to do. So while that man I spoke to is doing it out of what he said was a personal sense of public service, it is part of a political strategy from former President Trump and his allies.
All right, so I just wanted you to hear that again. And by the way, if you're just joining us, this is the Vince Coakley radio program, just graciously lent today to yours truly, special guest host and legend in his own mind, recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth. Number to call, 1-800-928-1110. And those were the assessments of Lisa Desjardins of PBS covering the Trump rally, the Save America rally in Wilmington, last Friday night, on behalf of Republican Senate nominee Ted Budd and great candidates like that former Wolfpack footballer Bo Hines, who's running for the House of Representatives. And what was interesting was Lisa had just talked to a North Carolina newcomer, a guy by the name of Brent Christensen, who talked about the appeal of Donald Trump and how Mr. Trump's involvement in politics and his 4 years as president helped motivate Brent into getting involved. And so he called up when he moved to North Carolina, talked to the folks in his county. He's going to be a poll watcher, as they call a judge. And that prompted Lisa to say, although that man said he was doing this out of a personal sense of public service. This is really political. It's something that President Trump and his allies want to see. And I was making the point before the break. Yeah, it is political. Because Lisa was covering that thing like for viewers, or more appropriately for taxpayers like you and me, even if we don't watch the PBS NewsHour. She was covering a political rally where President Trump was going to make a political speech at the height of a political campaign. And somehow, when a conservative says he wants to be involved in the process out of what he said was a personal sense of public service, this is political. Because Trump and his brain trust want conservatives there as judges. Well, hey, memo to Lisa. I bet, now, I know a lot. Let me put it to you this way. As a native North Carolinian whose first job away from home and school was the upstate of South Carolina, I know you may find it hard to believe, but I know some good folks who are Democrats. And I know some folks who are Democrats who are not into the notion of, okay, let's count this up. There's one ballot here, there's one ballot here. Okay, three for us and one for you. No, I think there are people on both sides of the aisle who embrace what the ancients used to call civic virtue. Now, it's true that politics ain't beanbag, but one of the reasons you should have an even number of poll watchers from both major parties is so they can keep an eye on each other. Because when you get in a situation where, and you saw what happened in 2020, and oh yeah, Lisa was going on with her pals on PBS about, we know that there were no irregularities in 2020. We know it was the most secure election in American history. Yeah, right. You knew from that morning when, now granted, in inner city Philadelphia, it ain't exactly a Republican stronghold. Remember back in when Mitt Romney was the nominee? Don't get me started on Mitt, but this is for illustrative purposes only. Remember, they would show some of the precincts in Philadelphia, in the inner city, where Romney would not even garner a single vote? And you go, now, wait, just statistically, there has to be somebody who shows up. Nope. In these however many, 20 inner city Philly precincts, not a single vote for the Republican nominee. Okay. But what we saw in 2020, and yes, granted it did not happen in the Carolinas. Both states went into the presidential column for Donald Trump, but in other swing states, including the state that has been my home for mercy quite some time, which I represented for a dozen years in Congress, Arizona, we saw some very curious things, coupled with the notion that there would not be scrutiny. Perhaps most infamous, what went on in Detroit, in Michigan, when the leftist poll workers put up pizza boxes to block people from seeing inside, and when subsequent court orders were issued, the Republican poll watchers were kept behind a barrier physically removed from the vote count. That's real simple. If you ain't got anything to hide, what you hiding? And then the videotape in Georgia, where you saw them there at the Atlanta Convention Center, right there in downtown Atlanta, a lady and her daughter and one other guy opening up suitcases. It sure looked suspicious, but you know, the lesson is, isn't it interesting, back we heard with all the unrest in 2020 that all police should have body cams, that the camera doesn't lie. And yet in the political process, so many of our leftist friends say, don't believe what you see. We're going to come up with an explanation for it. And never mind the fact that it's going to be reminiscent of, yeah, well, teacher, the reason I don't have my homework is because my dog ate it. Or my little brother threw my workbook out the school bus window. Yeah, that's it. Such prevarication does not promote faith in the process. And yet you hear from not only taxpayer-funded television at PBS, but from the Alphabet Networks and a couple of their cable cousins, look, this thing was decided. These people who talk about problems in 2020, well, they're just conspiracists. It's all part of a conspiracy theory. Really? Seems to me there's more of that dadgum projection. The left is projecting on to folks who say, wait a minute, there might be a problem here. How dare you say that? Move on. And of course, these same reporters never point to their own coverage of the fibs about Trump-Russia collusion and say, now, those reports have been proven false. Nope, New York Times and Washington Post didn't return their Pulitzers. But speaking of returning, we'll be back with a huge culprit on 60 Minutes. It's J.D. for Vince. Stay with me. Number to call toll-free from any place, 1-800-928-1110. Vince Coakley program continuing now with special guest host, recovering congressman and legend in his own mind, J.D. Hayworth. You and I are not new. This ain't our first rodeo. We've seen media bias, but it's always fun to compare and contrast. So we just went through the PBS thing at the Trump rally in Wilmington on Friday night. I want to take you back 8 days ago to the 55th season premiere of 60 Minutes, a CBS News magazine. Now, obviously, time has taken its toll, and a lot of folks have moved on, taking a detour from here to hereafter. So Scott Pelley, who was the CBS Evening News anchor for about 5 years, and then they decided to pink slip him there. He remains like, now he's the venerable senior correspondent on 60 Minutes. And last week, there was an interview with Joe Biden, his first appearance on 60 Minutes since taking up residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And you had to wait till the end to hear Scott Pelley do, essentially, to cop a plea for Biden and editorialize under the guise of a theory. Take a listen to cut four.
Joe Biden is among the longest-serving politicians in Washington. If there is less bounce in the step than there once was, if the words don't flow like they used to, maybe there's something to be said for know-how. 5 decades on the Hill and in the Oval.
Now, look, everybody can have a different opinion. But what gripes me, man, this is the old Southern expression, old Jonesy, Tim Jones, you say this in junior high. What gripes me, man, is this notion that this is reporting. Scott Pelley is pimping old Joe Biden, saying there's a benefit to old Joe's cognitive loss because he's been a swamp monster for 50 years. That's know-how. Excuse me? Scott, I know they pay you well at CBS, but have you gone shopping lately? Mercy. And then to top it off, after that little narrative, they have a stage shot with old Joe leading Pelley into the Oval Office through that hidden door. And I want you to listen to Scott. Now, granted, I'm an emotional guy, and maybe Pelley A guy born in San Antonio who moved to Lubbock, went to Texas Tech. Maybe he was overcome with the notion of being in the Oval Office, but he sounds almost close to tears as he repeats a meme that, well, I'm sorry to say, the left uses for political advantage. Take a listen to Cut 5.
You know, concerning politics, Mr. President, you were elected to the Senate in 1972. You were 29 years old. And in those days, it seemed that the parties worked together to move the country forward. And I think many Americans feel that that no longer happens and, in fact, may be impossible now.
Pelley's about to cry, man. He's so overcome with, I guess, the rightness of his leftist thought and being there with Biden. And he repeats this fiction. Look, politics ain't beanbag. People can get along. But he's talking about a time, 1972. We still had a lot of disagreements, to put it mildly, over Vietnam. We'd come off all those campus riots of the late 60s, early 70s. And this is just, 18 months before Dick Nixon was ridden out of town on a rail for an 18-second gab. Or was it 18? Anyway, it doesn't compare to stuff we get on tape today. And the incredible thing was, during the report that aired on 60 Minutes, there was no mention of Joe Biden's infamous speech in front of Independence Hall in Philadelphia on the first day of September, when it was bathed in blood-red floodlights, and Biden starts to scream, clenching his fists, "Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans constitute a threat to our republic." Are you kidding me? Instead, you get this kind of weepy thing about, "Mr. President, please tell us how things can be better. How can we have people work together again? Because you've been here 50 years and half the time you don't know where you are." Okay, correction, 75% of you don't know where you are, but aren't you a virtuous person? Here's my big problem for the journalists at CBS News. Where was the tough question about Independence Hall? About that shouting screed, where it wasn't a disagreement among political candidates, it was a suggestion, it was outright calling out people who disagreed as if it were a crime. Oh yeah, the cop-out was that if you want to see more, go to 60 Minutes Overtime at cbsnews.com. Now, there was a purpose behind that. They could check the box, and you had to go online. Why not put it in the story, since the focus is 60 Minutes, not, quote, 60 Minutes Overtime? Isn't it enlightening to compare and contrast what is supposed to be, quote, journalism, and pull it back and show you that it ain't nothing more than partisan political propaganda? Well, get ready. There's more ahead in hour two, and that's coming up. It's JD for Vince.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.